Welcome to the TIP-TV Finance Show. It is Tuesday, the 4th of April. I'm joined by Matt Brown, who's an independent market strategist. You may not recognise him. It might actually be him because he's shaved off his beard. But
I hope
whether it's you or not, we still appreciate what you do here, and hopefully
you're the same person behind it.
Exactly, that's right. Yes. let's move on to the slides of the day, where we have most popular in business and finance. Oil prices fall as Libya's output rebound boosts supply. The RBA keeps rates at 1.5%, unlikely to move this year, which is a decent forward guidance there. Mm-hmm. And then ASOS profits rise 14% as international sales surge and shares fall. I've heard about that on Radio 4 because, you know, I'm so trendy, I'd like to keep in touch with what's going on. But apparently ASOS could teach proper retailers, or the high street retailers, a thing or two.
Well, it's a huge bellwether. They're doing so well in the internet. I think they have 5 million active customers. I'm not one of them. But in the UK, so really teaching, as you rightly say, the UK high street retailer.
But isn't it a great concept? You know, people see you on Tip TV, you know, independent market strategists. They want to copy your look, and then they can buy, you know, your suit, which looks just like yours, for like 10 quid.
Yeah, exactly.
And same with me as well, obviously.
It's a great trade.
It's a great trade. Okay.
And you can send it back if you don't like it.
Okay, next up, we've got Kantar warning of rising inflation for the UK shoppers. Retail research Kantar World Panel says today that the price of everyday goods in the country's supermarkets is up by 2.3% compared to the same time last year, and the trend expects to accelerate. Do you believe that figure of 2.3%?
Yeah, I think we've seen a huge increase, and we're going to see probably prices increase as well. I mean, weak pound, potentially commodity, if we see another kind of push higher in oil, I mean, certainly that's going to affect supermarket prices. Let's see how competitive they become, but I think on the back of these numbers as well, Lidl and Aldi are gaining more market share. I think Morrison's actually did quite well in the numbers, but one to note, the free-from products, gluten-free, etc., are up 35% year-on-year, so everyone buying food that doesn't contain anything and quite happy to pay for it.
Okay, let's go on to that's where the margins are. Credit ratings agency S&P cut its rating on the South African government to sub-investment grade junk. This follows the sacking of Finance Minister Gavin Gordon by President Jacob Zuma, who's himself under pressure from members of his ANC party. So a bit of a car crash there politically and now financially. But is there much more downside for South Africa?
Well, if Zuma stays, there's a lot of sackings in the cabinet. Maybe he can turn that around, but certainly pressure within the party, it's not going to help, and that's certainly not going to help South Africa as a whole financially. They need to move forward. They need to kind of step up on the cycle to improve the country, and it feels like it's going downwards as opposed to upwards.
And the other thing, I suppose, from our memories of the European, the Eurozone a few years back, the S&P loves, or the credit ratings agency love kicking countries when they're down, and they tend to be a bit of a lagging indicator. So maybe this is an opportunity.
Yeah. Calling the bottom, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
South Africa.
That's the concept I was scrambling for. Next up, we've got the economic calendar, which is obviously led by the ECB President Draghi's speech, factory orders in the US, and the trade balance there as well.
Yeah, fairly light, to be honest. I mean, it's all about towards the end of the week, or Fed minutes tomorrow, non-farm payrolls on Friday. I think that's going to draw the focus of traders. We're kind of trading a little bit sideways over the past couple of days, if not to the downside, with a bit of risk off.
Right, OK. We'll go on to FX sentiment powered by Oanda here. Where, the main movers, the main mover, really, the Aussie dollar, obviously after guidance given by the RBA overnight, and going more bullish on that, which is what you'd expect. Interesting, with the dollar-yen dangling near the 110 yen level.
Mm-hmm. Key level.
People are clearly still betting on it holding 110. I'm not quite sure if that's going to be a good bet or not, but we'll find out very soon indeed. Trade of the day, Vodafone on the monthly chart. It's broken that trend line, and the RSI is bearish, still around 207. Objective 186 and stops above 220. Presumably the way it's perched, in fact, even anything, you would not even expect it to get back above 210, given that particular formation. On to the broker recommendations of the day, and it's me basically just picking out people who've got it wrong. Redrow at Liberum Capital, they're previously on hold with a £4.15 target. They've had to raise that to £5.61, kicking and screaming, presumably. They've also had to take, well, I suppose they're doing it all, well, all these are actually, they're doing it on one day, the same day, just a bit of humble
pie. Well, yeah, maybe the analysts are going away on an Easter holiday, so they've just, they're playing catch up and then going egg hunting or something.
Yes, that's probably quite a good strategy. So Persimmon, same problem there. Well, actually, they were buy before and they're now hold with a higher target. I'm not sure how that works. Makes me a bit dizzy trying to work that one out. And then finally, this is probably difficult for them to work out because engineering consultancy Atkins received a £2 billion bid yesterday.
Yeah.
But at least they were saying buy before, and they're saying still saying buy at 21.50 with a 21.50 target. So a bit quieter. I think the point was yesterday, first trading day of the quarter, market's rather soft. Do you think that's a trend that might continue?
Yeah, I think there's big events this week. Trump meeting the Chinese president, non-farm payrolls, etc. So it's a very kind of wait and see and then move or wait for the news and react to it. I don't think people are actually positioning themselves ahead of that. There's a lot of risk in the market. And it feels like risk off as well. We've seen gold kind of break the 1250 level. I think that could be key. So markets just playing a wait and see game before position or deciding how to position themselves over the next quarter.
Right. The other thing is, I suppose Trump can't really be seen to have another fail. I mean, he's failed on his policies. He has a bad meeting with the Chinese president. I mean, things could get rather nasty.
Yeah, it could be more risk off. But let's see how that meeting goes. The Fed minute meetings and non-farm, and I think that will give now the market a little bit more direction. People are obviously looking at gold, looking at oil, how that's playing out before, and certainly the dollar as well, a bit of dollar strength, but deciding where to go on the next leg.
Right, thank you to a new look, Matt Brown, an independent market strategist. Obviously, anybody at home, if you want to make any comments about Mr. Brown's new look, please feel free to send them in. I will post them on Twitter. We will see you after the break.